Oh, ಸಂಭಾತ್ ಪರಮಹಂಸ ಪರಿವ್ರಾಜಕ ಚರಣ ಭಕ್ತಿ ವೇದಾಂತ ಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಶ್ರೀಲ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದಿ ಮಹಾರಾಜ ಚೈತನ್ಯಚಂದ್ರಾಯ ನಮಸ್ತೆ. ಚೈತನ್ಯಚಂದ್ರಾಯ ನಮಃ. ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಮಹಾಪ್ರಭು ಈಸ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹಿಮ್ಸೆಲ್ಫ್, ನಾನ್ ಡಿಫರೆಂಟ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ, ಬಟ್ ಹಿ ಕೇಮ್ ಆಸ್ ಎ ಡಿವೋಟಿ. ಟೀಚ್ ಅಸ್ ಹೌ ಟು ಸರೆಂಡರ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ, ಹೌ ಟು ಡೆವಲಪ್ ಯುವರ್ ಡಿವೋಷನ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ. ವಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ನೀಡೆಡ್ ಫಾರ್ ಇಟ್, ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಪ್ರಯೋಜನ ತತ್ವ ಪ್ರೇಮ. ಈಸ್ ಪ್ರೇಮ ಪುರುಷೋತ್ತಮ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಪ್ರೇಮ ಪ್ರದಾಯತೆ. ವಿದೌಟ್ ದಟ್ ಪ್ರೇಮ ನಬಡಿ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಸರೆಂಡರ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ, ನಬಡಿ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಡೆವಲಪ್ ಪ್ಯೂರ್ ಡಿವೋಷನ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ. ದಟ್ ಫೋರ್ ದಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಪ್ರಯೋಜನ ತತ್ವ ಹಿ ಗಿವ್ಸ್ ಇಟ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಹಿ ಟೀಚಸ್. ಹಿ ಕೇಮ್ ಆಸ್ ಭಕ್ತ ಡಿವೋಟಿ. ಆಪನೆ ಕರಿ ಭಕ್ತ ಭಾವ ಅಂಗೀಕಾರ ಆಪನೆ ಆಚರಿ ಭಕ್ತಿ ಸಿಖಾಮ ಸವಾರಿ ದಟ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಸ್ಥ. ಐ ವಿಲ್ ಗೋ ಆಸ್ ಎ ಭಕ್ತ ಡಿವೋಟಿ. ಐ ವಿಲ್ ಜಿಎಮ್ ದಿ ಸೆಂಟಿಮೆಂಟ್ ಎ ಡಿವೋಟಿ. ಐ ವಿಲ್ ಪ್ರಾಕ್ಟೈಸ್ ಡಿವೋಷನ್ ಇನ್ ಮೈ ಲೈಫ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಟೀಚ್ ಡಿವೋಷನ್. ಆಪನೆ ನಾ ಕೋ ಧರ್ಮ ಸಿಖಾ ನಾ ಜಾ ಈ ಸಿದ್ಧಾಂತ ಗೀತಾ ಭಾಗವತ. ಅನ್ಲೆಸ್ ಯು ಪ್ರಾಕ್ಟೈಸ್ ಇನ್ ಯುವರ್ ಲೈಫ್ ದಿ ಡಿವೋಷನ್, ಯು ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ನಾಟ್ ಟೀಚ್ ಡಿವೋಷನ್ ಭಕ್ತಿ. ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ದಟ್ ಫಾರ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಕೇಮ್ ಆಸ್ ಎ ಡಿವೋಟಿ ಟು ಟೀಚ್ ಅಸ್ ಭಕ್ತಿ ಸರೆಂಡರ್. ಅಂಡ್ ಹೀ ಸೇಸ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಇಸ್ ಭಗವಾನ್. ದೋ ಹೀಸ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹೀ ಸೇಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಚರಿತ ಅಮೃತ ಅದಿಲೇಡ ದಿಸ್ ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಪ್ರಭುಸ್ ಟೀಚಿಂಗ್ ಈಸ್ ದೇಆರ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಟೀಚಿಂಗ್ ದೇವ್ ಸನಾತನ ಸಂಶಯ ಸಂ ಭಗವಾನ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಸರ್ವಾಶ್ರಯೋ ಸ್ವಯಂ ಭಗವಾನ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಪರಮ ಈಶ್ವರ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಸರ್ವಶಾಸ್ತ್ರೇಕೋ ಪರಮ ಈಶ್ವರ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಅದ್ಯ ಜ್ಞಾನ ತತ್ವ ವಸ್ತು ಕೃಷ್ಣೇರ ಸ್ವರೂಪ ಅದ್ಯ ಜ್ಞಾನ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ಆತ್ಮ ಭಗವಾನ ತೀನ ತಾರ ರೂಪ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ಆತ್ಮ ಭಗವಾನ ತೀನ ತಾರ ರೂಪ ವೇದ ಭಾಗವತ ಉಪ ನಿಷದ ಆಗಮ ತತ್ವ ಜಾರೆ ಕೋಹೆ ನಾಹಿ ಜಾರು ಸಮ ಜಾರೆ ಕೋಹೆ ನಾಹಿ ಜಾರು ಗೌಣ ಮುಖ್ಯ ವೃತ್ತಿ ಕಿಯ ನಯ ವ್ಯತಿರೇಕೆ ಗೌಣ ವೃತ್ತಿ ಕಿಯ ತಿರೇಕೆ ವೇದೇರ ಪ್ರತಿಜ್ಞಾ ಕೇವಳ ಕಹ ಏ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಕೆ ವೇದೇರ ಪ್ರತಿಜ್ಞಾ ಕೇವಳ ಕಹ ಏ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಕೆ ಸರ್ವ ಆದಿ ಸರ್ವಂಶಿ ಈಶ್ವರ ಶೇಖರ ಸರ್ವ ಸರ್ವಂಶಿ ಈಶ್ವರ ಶೇಖರ ಚಿದಾನಂದ ದೇಹ ಸರ್ವಾ ಶ್ರೇಯ ಸರ್ವೇಶ್ವರ ಚಿದಾನಂದ ದೇಹ ಸರ್ವಾ ಶ್ರೇಯ ಸರ್ವೇಶ್ವರ ಆದಿಲೀಳಾ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಮಹಾಪ್ರಭು ದೃಷ್ಟಿ ಸ್ವಯಂ ಭಗವಾನ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಸರ್ವಾಶ್ರಯ ಪರಮೇಶ್ವರ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಸರ್ವಶಾಸ್ತ್ರೇ ಕಯ ಸ್ವಯಂ ಭಗವಾನ್ ಇಸ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ essence of all Vedas, Vedic literature, Srimad Bhagavatam, Sarva Vedanta Saram, Bhagavatam, Pramana Mamala, spotless proof. Bhagavatam says, it is Ansagala Purusa Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam. Isn't it? All the avatars, they are Ansa, per se, plenary portion, and portion of the portion, Kala. But Krishna is Swayam Bhagavan. Isn't it? Mahaprabhu says same thing. Swayam Bhagavan Krishna, Krishna Sarvasvai. Swayam Bhagavan is Krishna, and all Krishna takes shelter of Krishna Sarvasvai. Parameshwara Krishna Sarvasastre Kai. All Vedic literature say Krishna is Parameshwara. Brahma Sangita says Ishwara Parama Krishna Sajidananda Vigrahona Adiradir Govinda Sarva Karana Karanam. Isn't it? Parameshwara, Supreme Ishwara is Krishna. Sajananda Vigraha, Isanamaya, Chinmaya, Anandamaya, full of eternality, full of knowledge, full of blissfulness. Isn't it? Sajidanandamaya Vigraha. Anadi Radir Govinda Sarva Karana Karana. He is anadi, he has no beginning, he is beginning of everybody, everything. Sarva Adi. Is Govinda? He is cause of all causes. All Vedic literature say, Adya Jnana Tattva Vastu Krishnir Swarup Brahma Atma Param Bhagavan Tinatarupi. Is Adya Jnana Tattva Vastu, is Absolute Truth, is Krishna. And he has three manifestations, Brahma, Paramatma and Bhagavan. Isn't it? Veda Bhagavata Upanishada Agama Purna Tattva Dare Kohe Nahi Tarasam. Veda says, Bhagavata says, Upanishad says, all Vedic literature say, he is Purna Brahma. Is Purna Tattva. Nobody is equal to him, nobody is superior to him. Asamardha Tattva. Asamardha, no equal, no superior. Isn't it? Gauna Mukhya Vruti Kiva Unna Vetireke. Vedar Pratigya Kaval Kohe Krishna Ke. Directly or indirectly, Gauna Mukhya or Unna Vetireke. All Vedas say, speak about Krishna. Do you understand? Vedar Pratigya Kaval Kohe Krishna Ke. Vedar Pratigya. Sarvadi Sarvansi Kishwar Sekar Chidananda Deho Sarvastra Sarveshwara. He is the source of all emanations. He is the beginning of everything. He has no beginning. Kishwar. In Brajbhumi, Krishna is Nitya Kishwar. Eternally Kishwar. That means eternally 11-year-old boy. Not more than that. Nitya Kishwar is Brajbhumi. You understand? And Siddhananda Deho Sarvasra Sarveshwara, his body is Siddhananda Sarmaya Chinmaya Anandamaya. Sarvasraya, all takes shelter at his lotus feet. Sarveshwara, Ishwara, all Ishwaras, Sarveshwara, Parameshwara. The Vedic truth that we are discussing, Bhagavatam this morning. All the demigods headed by Brahma, Shiva, they are all his servants, isn't it? All his servants. Jadātara mula nisacana natrupyanti taskanda bhuja pasākha prāna pahārā chutindriyāni tadīva sarvārana chutindriyā. Bhagavata says, if you pour water at the root of a tree, all tree gets its branches, sub-branches, twigs, flowers, fruits, leaves, get, isn't it? No need of separate giving water to branches, sub-branches, twigs, leaves, flowers. If you give food to the stomach, the whole body is nourished. No need of separately giving food to any limbs and sublimbs of the body, hand, leg, nose, ear, eyes, etc. Tadharanam Achyutejya, Lord Achyuta, Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna is worshipped. All are automatically worshipped, no separate worship. Isn't it? That we are discussing. Mahaprabhu teaches the same thing. All Vedas, Upanishads, they speak same thing. Here we sing this song, Bhaktivinoda Thakur's song, who is a great famous acharya in our Gaudiya Vaishnava parampara. Famous acharya. And who is known as Seventh Goswami, authorities. He said, Tumi Sarva Sureshwara Brajendra Kumar. Tumar Ichai Vishwe Sujan Sanghar. You have translation? Yes, read.
O youthful son of the king of Braja, You are Lord of all. Creation and destruction take place in the universe according to your will.
Sarva Sureshwara. You are the Ishwara of all Ishwaras. Brahma is an Ishwara, Shiva is an Ishwara, isn't it? Devatas, they have some controlling capacity, controlling some universal affairs. They are Ishwaras. But Krishna is the Ishwara of Ishwara, Sarveshwareshwara, Parameshwara. Do you understand? Ishwara of Ishwaras. You follow? Vrajendra Kumaro, son of Nanda Maharaj. Tomar ichha visve sudarshana. Krishna's will is supreme will. Krishna ichha matra balavati. Krishna ichha matra balavati. Krishna is supreme, his will is supreme. Tomar ichha visve sudarshana. By the mere willing, the creation takes place and annihilation takes place. By mere willing. Yes. Such is his will. Tava ichha mat brahma karen sujan.
According to your will, Lord Brahma creates, and in accordance with your will, Lord Vishnu maintains.
So, Brahma carries out his order. Do you understand? Follows his will, Krishna's will, therefore he creates. Lord Vishnu also follows his will. Therefore he maintains. Tava ichha mata siva karena sanghar. Tava ichha mata maya suje karagar.
Lord Shiva destroys in similar obedience to you. And by your wish, Maya constructs the prison house of this world.
You understand? Shiva carries out his order. Therefore he annihilates. And Maya creates this prison house. This is material world. Maya kruto karagar. You understand? Maya has created this karagar prison house for Baddha Jivas, for conditioned souls, who has imitated Krishna. Do you understand? Krishna is the only enjoyer. Nobody is enjoyer. Krishna has said that thing repeatedly in Bhagavad Gita. Angisar Bhajagyanam Bhoktacha Prabhu Revacha, isn't it? Angisar Bhajagyanam Bhoktacha Prabhu Revacha. Bhoktaram Jagyantavasan Sarvalokam Eswaram. Anumanta, Padrasta, Bharta, Bhokta, Maheshwara. So, in Gita, Krishna says he is only enjoyer. Nobody is enjoyer. Jiva is not enjoyer. Jiva cannot be enjoyer. Understand? Jiva is not enjoyer. Jiva cannot be enjoyer. Jiva is to be enjoyed. Bhogya, not Bhokta. Understand? Ishwar Das, don't imitate Krishna. Krishna is the only enjoyer. Jiva is not enjoyer, Jiva cannot be enjoyer. Jiva is to be enjoyed, is bhogya, understand, not bhokta. But when a jiva, conditioned soul, imitates Krishna, oh, I'll be enjoyer. These are all paraphernalia for my enjoyment. Develops the desire, then is cut up with maya. Do you understand? Do you follow? What is Krishna's property? Whatever you see and find, these are all property of Krishna. Yes. Isn't it? Isa vasyam idam sarvam. Everything belongs to Isa. Is there anything that belongs to you, Ishwar Das? Nothing. Do you belong to yourself? I don't belong to myself. I am Krishna Das. I am Krishna's. Isn't it? Amar bolite prabhuar kichuna. Bhakti Vinod Thakur Ananda Swami says, oh Lord, I cannot say that this is mine. Nothing is there that I can say mine. Everything belongs to Krishna. Isn't it? Isa vasyam idam sarvam. Everything belongs to Isa, Supreme Lord. But conditioned soul thinks, all belongs to me. My home, my heart, my bank balance, my landed property, my asset, my wealth, my wife, my son, my daughter, my relatives, my brother, my friend, my countrymen. I am the monarch of all I serve. Conditioned soul. Everything belongs to Krishna. He says mine. So, what is Krishna's property? You say yours. Ishwar Das. Then great criminal. He's a great criminal, isn't it? What is Krishna's property? He says, mine, mine, mine. Huh? If you take another body's, someone else's property, then you commit crime. Then you'll be sued in the court. This son will come out, put him into prison. Then you become prisoner. Who commits crime? Who says, what is Krishna's property? Who says, mine? He commits great crime, great criminal. He must be put into prison house. Therefore, Maya creates this prison house. Yes, for these criminals. But the jiva's conditions were those who say, mine, 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 I am enjoyer. Those who say like that, they are put here. In material world, this is a prison house created by Maya. And Maya inflicts punishment. In the prison house, punishment is inflicted and the criminals, isn't it? Severe punishment inflicted, thereby they can understand, I committed this crime, therefore this punishment is inflicted. So he'll be repentant, then he'll change his view. No more I'll commit crime. Do you understand? Then he may get out, released. Chitta sodhana karagar. So this material world, this karagar, prison house created by Maya. As long as you are here in this prison house, you must get punishment. This is danda bhogasthana. Prison house is a place where punishment is inflicted. Understand? Danda bhogasthana. Thereby, your consciousness will change. No more, no more, no more. Maya puts losses, losses, losses. Severe losses, more severe losses, more severe losses. As long as you have not turned your face towards Krishna, Maya will not cease putting losses on you, isn't it? Therefore, in language of my guru, Maya does a thankless job. Yes, Maya does thankless job. Yes, very good job. Because she puts losses, severe and more severe losses, therefore I turn my face towards Krishna. Otherwise, I would not have turned my face towards Krishna. She does nice service. Thankless job. Do you understand? Danda bhogasthana. This is, as long as you are here, the punishment is there. The punishment is birth, death, old age and disease. Yes. So Maya Sruje Karaga, Maya carries out the order of Krishna. Therefore, she creates this prison house. Tava Ichhamato, Maya Sruje Karaga. Tava Ichhamate, Jiver Janam Maran. Samruddhi nipato dukkho sukho sanghatan.
By your will, the living beings take birth and die.
Yes.
And by your will, they meet with prosperity and ruin.
Yes.
Happiness and sorrow.
All by Krishna's will. Birth takes place, death takes place according to Krishna's will. Isn't it? Not by anybody's will, Krishna's will. Tava ichhama jiver janam maran. Samruddhi nipat dukkho sukho sanghatan. According to the will of Krishna, prosperity comes, distress comes. Happiness comes, distress comes. Yes. Everything. According to the will of Krishna. And His will is supreme will. Miche maya abaddha jiva asapase phire. Tava ichha bina kichu korite na pare.
The tiny soul bound up by maya vainly struggles in the fetters of worldly desire. Without your sanction, he is unable to do anything.
Yes. Without your sanction, he is unable to do anything. Miche maya bhat jiva asa paase phire. What is it in English? Beginning.
The tiny soul.
Tiny soul, yeah.
Bound up by maya, vainly struggles in the fetters of worldly desire.
Vainly struggles,
in the fetters of worldly desire.
Fetters. Sunkara shackles, isn't it? But without wills, he cannot do. You follow? He cannot do anything without any will. Tava ichha bina kichu korite na pare. Understand? Dandar swaru, struggling. But without the will of Krishna, what can you do, tiny jiva? Fetters of maya. Struggle. Only running hither and thither. Cannot do anything without the will of Krishna. Do you follow? Completely depend on will of Krishna. କମ୍ପ୍ଲିଟ୍ଲି ଡିପେଣ୍ଡ ଅନ୍ ଦି ୱିଲ୍ ଅଫ୍ କୃଷ୍ଣ। ଯା ହୋଇ କୃଷ୍ଣର ଇଚ୍ଛା ତାହା ହିଁ କରିବ, ନିଜ ଇଚ୍ଛା ମୋତେ କିଛି ନା ଚିନ୍ତିବ। ହ୍ୱାଟ୍ ଇଜ୍ କୃଷ୍ଣ ୱିଲ୍ ଦାଟ୍ ଆଇ ଡୋ, ଆଇ ହାଭ୍ ନୋ ସିପାରେଟ୍ ୱିଲ୍। ୟୁ ହାଭ୍ ସିପାରେଟ୍ ୱିଲ୍, ୟୁ ହାଭ୍ ସିପାରେଟ୍ ୱିଲ୍ ଅଦର ଦେନ୍ କୃଷ୍ଣ। ୟେସ୍, ୱାଇ ସେ ନୋ? ୟେସ୍ ୟୁ ହାଭ୍, ସେ ନୋ ଇଜ୍ ଜଷ୍ଟ ଚିଟିଂ, ଇଜ୍ ଇଟ୍ ଚିଟିଂ, ଇଜ୍ ଏ ଗ୍ରେଟ୍ ଚିଟର୍। He has separate will, says no, no. Krishna ichha matra balavati, je hoy Krishna ichha tahi karibo, nijo ichha mate kichu na chinibo. Krishna ichha, Krishna's will, supreme will, yes, all obey, Brahma obey, Shiva obey, Vishnu obey, all great great demigods headed by Brahma, Shiva, they all obey. How you can disobey? ଭକ୍ତିବିନୋଦ ଠାକୁର ସେଜ୍, ଆଇ ହାଭ୍ ନୋ ସିପାରିଟି ୱିଲ୍। ଯାହା ହେଉ କୃଷ୍ଣର ଇଚ୍ଛା ତାହିଁ କରିବ, ନିଜ ଇଚ୍ଛା ମୋତେ କିଛି ନା, ଆଇ ନେଭର୍ ଥିଙ୍କ୍ ଅଫ୍ ଏନିଥିଙ୍ଗ୍ ଆଗ୍ରିଂ ମାଇ ୱିଲ୍, ବଟ୍ କୃଷ୍ଣର ୱିଲ୍ ଦାଟ୍ ଆଇ ଡୋ, ନୋ ସିପାରିଟି ୱିଲ୍। ଯେନ୍ ୱାନ୍ ହୁ ସରେଣ୍ଡର୍ସ କମ୍ପ୍ଲିଟ୍ ଅନ୍ କୃଷ୍ଣ, ଇ ହାଭ୍ ନୋ ସିପାରିଟି ୱିଲ୍। ଯେନ୍ ନୋ ସିପାରିଟି ୱିଲ୍, ଇଫ୍ ହି ରିଟେନ୍ସ ହିଜ୍ ଇଣ୍ଡିପେଣ୍ଡେନ୍ସ ମାଇଣ୍ଡ ଇଣ୍ଡିପେଣ୍ଡେନ୍ସ ଆଣ୍ଡ ସମ୍ ସିପାରିଟି ୱିଲ୍, if he, then he is not surrender, he is a great pretender, only pretending that he is surrendering, but he is not surrender, he is a great pretender, you understand? Once one completely surrenders, he has no separate will. But his Krishna's will he does, he has no separate will, do you understand? Example given in Bhagavad Gita, isn't it? First, this is Krishna's will that Arjuna will fight, isn't it? And kill all this others, Kaurava, Kaurava, the other side, those who are, do follow. But at first he was unwilling, He said, no, I won't kill. He was not unwilling, he was not accepting, Because he is using his minute independence, yes, isn't it? Minute independence, he may accept, he may not accept, yes. So he said, no, I won't kill, I won't take part in this fighting. It is all adharma. A pandit saying, it will be adharma, pap, I'll go to hell. They are all my kith and kin, blood relations. Gurus are there, my gurus, superiors, father-like persons, isn't it? Dronacharya, my guru. So how can I kill? I'll commit pap. Isn't it? I'll commit pap, I'll go to hell. And if all the male persons will die, the female, what will happen to females, they become corrupt. Jayate Bornu Sankara. Then they produce bastard children. All bastard children will be there. This will take place, adharma. Irreligion, pap only. So I'll commit such pap, do you understand? So I won't fight. I'll go to forest, I'll become sannyasi, I'll only meditate you. This is his separate will, isn't it? Separate will. Yes, everybody has separate will, yes. There's no surrender. Then, Krishna spoke Bhagavad Gita. You are thinking, deliberating. Krishna first treated him as his friend, because Sakha, his friend, treated him as friend. And Krishna saw my friend is in dilemma. Do you understand? Dilemma. Do you understand? Confusion, bewilderment. Then inspired him. This is your Purvedara volume. Weakness of heart, isn't it? Tyaktva tishtha parantapa. Tishtha, give up this. Hrudaya darbalya, this weakness of heart, get up, fight, parantapa. You are parantapa, killer of enemies. You are fame, famous person, you want fame. Such a great warrior you are. Do you understand? If you want, fight, take part, what they will say, they will blame you. Can you tolerate it?
Can you tolerate? This is more intolerable than death. Such a famous person, you have earned such fame. Do you understand? This is all Krishna says, that gave him inspiration. Vibhala. Taktvatistham utistha parantava. Give up this hrudhidrupulya, your weakness of heart. Isn't it? That is in first chapter. So, Arjuna thadap, very seriously. Oh yes, my elder brother Yudhishthira Maharaj was not in favor of this fighting. Yes, Vibhala was not in favor of fighting. So we thought we will never fight. Then we sent this message of peace, Shanti Prastav. Krishna came as messenger. But they all failed. Isn't it? Duryodhana didn't accept. Dhritarashtra didn't accept. Vina juddhanadvi suchyagra parimita medini. You come, you fight. Do you understand? If you will win, then you will take Rajya. Otherwise, without fighting, I can give you such land that occupy by the tip of a needle. He said like that. So, fighting was inevitable. Yes. We tried, but failed. But coming to the battlefield now, what is this coming? He's bewildered, he cannot understand what is my duty now. Fight or not to fight? He became bewildered. Karpanya dosa pahata svava prutsami tam dharma samudha cheta jatsreya vadanishityam sishyateham sadhimantam prapanna. At last he says that. I am completely bewildered, dharma samudha cheta karpanya dosa upahata svava. I am completely bewildered. I am a creepon. I am a miser. I am not a brahman. I cannot understand what is my duty. I am completely bewildered. What is my dharma, duty? Fight or not fight? Isn't it? Vibhala. But my friend Krishna knows everything. You understand? He knows everything. Then say, Sisyateham sadhimantam prapannam jasraya vadanishchitam Sisyateham sadhimantam prapannam. What is my duty? What is my sreya? What to be done? What shall I do? Please tell me. Nishchitya. Definitely tell me. I become your sishya. Understand? Become your disciple. You accept disciple. Then Krishna became guru, Arjuna became disciple. I command your discipline. Disciple means under strict discipline. Isn't it? Sadhimam, he said. Sadhima means inflict strict discipline on me, purify me. Yes. And impart tattva-jnana. Yes. I don't know what shall I do. I'm completely bewildered. I become a sishya, disciple. I accept guru. Otherwise, unless one accepts guru, guru inflicts strict discipline on him, so cannot be purified. So much filth is there. In the heart, consciousness is polluted, heart is polluted, mind is polluted, everything polluted. How will purify? The guru inflicts discipline, then imparts tattva-jnana, then it becomes purified. What guru says, one has to do. Guru is the representative of the Lord. Acharya mam vijanyam nam manyet karichet namartya buddhyasvita sarva deva maya guru. Bhagavata Krishna says, Matsvarup is as good as myself. Don't think of him as an ordinary human being. Yes, understand? Krishna guru rupahana shastrera pramani. Krishna guru rupahana shastrera pramani. It's shastra praman. That Krishna appears as a guru. Yes. Namatma pravachan labhya no medhayana bahunasrutiyena dama vaisabhunate tena labhyast rajisatma vibhrunate tanuswam kathatam sansesa. Namatma pravachan labhya no medhayana bahunasrutiyena dama vaisabhunate tena labhyast rajisatma vibhrunate tanuswam. this Paramatma Tattva you cannot understand by dint of your material knowledge, merit, understanding, intelligence, or hearing so many pravachanas from so many karmi, jnani, yogis, pandits, Murari, Bapu, this and that. Do you understand? No pravachan labhya, no medhaya, no bohuna, sudeva, mister. Dev. Only speculating, 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 isn't it? No bohuna, sudeva. Jam veisa vrunute tel labhyastasi satma vibrunute tanuswanga. Chaturvidha bhajante mam jana sukhrudin arjuna. Artha, arthaarthi, jigyasu, jnani cha bharatarsa. Gita, reading Gita. Sudhanidhi, read, read Gita very minutely. Everything is there. All answers there. Chaturvidha bhajante mam jana sukhrudin arjuna. Artha, arthaarthi, jigyasu, jnani cha bharatarsa. Four types of person, they do my bhajan. Artha, who is distressed, who is put in danger, he prays to me. Arthati, who is poor, suffering out of poverty, he also does my bhajan to change his economic condition. I am poor, isn't it? Arthati, jigyasa, who is inquisitive. Jigyasa. Now, I don't know what is to be done, what is my duty. Oh Lord, please tell me. That is jigyasa, inquisitive. Who is very, very inquisitive, how to understand, Supreme Lord, what is my goal of life, what is my duty, what to be done, why have I been suffering? Isn't it? Why have I been suffering here? Who am I, what is my real identity? Do you understand? What is my duty? What is needed? All these inquiries, tattva jigyasa. Jivasya tattva jigyasa nartha dasya ho karma bhi. Bhagavata says, kama sanendra priti labha jiveta dhavata jivasya tattva jigyasa nartha dasya ho karma bhi. Do you understand? Understand? Sudhanidhi, understand? Bhagavata says, don't inquire. What inquire? Don't inquire. Kamasya nendra priti. Don't inquire about body and mind. I am sick, I am sick. Ill, I am sick. Iswar das. I will get cured. Oh, doctor, going to doctor. Doctor cure you. How can I enjoy more and more? Make nice arrangement of eating, sleeping, defending, mating. Isn't it? Don't inquire about it. Kamasya nendra priti. But these all inquiries going on this. Eating, sleeping, defending and mating. Who inquires about soul? God, suffering, what is the reason of my suffering? Isn't it? How can I be got rid of it? No suffering. Who is inquiring? Are you inquiring? Mr. Dev inquiring? No inquiry. Kamasya nendra priti labha jiveta dhavata jivasya tattva jignasa nartha dasyeha dharma bhi. You should inquire, what is my shreya lab? Arjuna inquired that thing. Dasreya vada nishchityam sisyate yaham sadhivam tattavam. Who is just an inquisitive person, jigyasu. Always these questions are there in his heart. Krishna knows it. Who is Chaitya Guru? Who is Chaitya Guru? Who is Paramatma? Oh, he is inquisitive, you have to know. Then offering prayers to me, then he appears. Tasai sātmā vibrunukti tanuswāna. Chaitya Vapusha. Who is Chaitya Guru in the heart? He appears. As you say, body and appears. That's Guru. Guru Krishna Rupahana. Sastra Rupamani. This Sastra Pramana. You follow? Represent it. So, unless one goes to Guru, surrenders, comes under discipline, Guru Karnadhar, Guru can catch all over your ear and slap, "You rascal, Mr. Dev, what are you doing?" And get Guru's punishment, discipline, then how can we? Then Arjuna says, "Sadhimang, sadhimang, sishya teham, sadhimang, tam prapannam. I become your sishya, please inflict severe discipline, slap me." Then impart sattva jnana, Guru does so. The Guru says that is the words of Krishna, the representative, bona fide representative of Supreme Lord. Although I cannot understand. You follow? Cannot understand. Then when he accepted Krishna as Guru and became disciple, then chastisement come. Chastisement. Guru says, Guru has that right. Otherwise, who can chastise you? Who can catch hold of your ear and slap you? You rascal. What are you doing? Guru has that right. Yes. Nobody has the right. Anybody else will chastise you, slap you, you will sue him in the court. But you cannot sue Guru in the court, Baba. He has that right, Baba. Oh, you cannot do it, Baba. That he has that right, yes. Then chastisement came. Krishna chastised because Arjuna was saying like a pandit, that will be adharma, that will be pap, I'll go to hell. All males die, female become polluted, give birth to bastard children. All this like a pandit saying. Then Krishna said, "Asochyanana sasvastam pragyambadanca vasase gadasana gadasannana sochanti pandita." You are number one fool, speaking like a pandit. Number one fool. You are number one fool speaking like a pandit. Pandits never lament for this, but you are lamenting. You are speaking like a pandit. Asachya nanu sochastam pragyam vadachya vasase katasana katasana nanu sochastam. This chastisement came. Isn't it? Hear from me now. Then Krishna spoke Bhagavad Gita. Isn't it? Krishna spoke Bhagavad Gita. What he said? Now what is Krishna's instance? Instructed to fight. Do you understand? That's your duty, You follow? Tasma sarvesu kalesu mam anusmara yudhyata. Krishna's instructions. Tasma sarvesu kalesu mam anusmara yudhyata. Understand? Always think of me and fight. Oh, isn't it? That is Krishna's instruction to Arjuna. Judhang na karishyasi, papanga vishyasi. If you won't fight, then you will commit pap. You are saying, if I fight, then I will commit pap. Krishna's instruction just reverse. Judhang na karishyasi, papanga vishyasi. If you won't fight, you will commit pap. You are saying, if I kill, then I will commit pap. And Krishna says, judhang na karishyasi, papanga vishyasi. If you won't fight, won't kill, then you commit pap. Won't carry out my order, then you commit pap. So, that is pap. Padma Purana says, mannimitam kritam papam dharmaya kalapate. Understand? Shastra says, mannimitam kritam dharmaya kalapate. If somebody commits some pap for me, that becomes dharma. Understand? That becomes dharma. Mannimitam kritam papam dharmaya kalpate. Padma Purana. This is Padma Purana. If somebody does some pap for me, that becomes dharma. Do you understand? That becomes dharma. Manganadrutya. Do you understand me? Manganadrutya. disregarding my instruction, disregarding me, once someone commits so-called dharma, that becomes pap. Understand? Understand? This is tattva. Manniptam krutam papam dharmaya kalpate. Manganadritya dharmapi papam syan mat prabhavato paddampura. Understand? Manganadritya dharmapi papam syan mat prabhavato. Disregarding me, some may be doing so-called dharma, that becomes pap. Understand? When somebody does some pap for me, that becomes dharma. So, what is dharma, what is pap? Understand? I was saying that thing, that one person, Ram Bhakta, was there. Great devotee, dear devotee, Lord Ram. He was a government servant, tax collector, collecting taxes. That is his work, and collect tax and deposit in government treasury. But he saw a Ram Mandir, temple of Ram, dilapidated condition, going to be collapsed. His dear deity Ram, he thought, oh, this is my dear deity Ram, this temple is going to be collapsed, so I must build it, innovate it. Whatever tax he collected, put everything in temple construction. Used everything in temple construction, didn't deposit in government treasury. That means apparently he committed pap, isn't it? Government money appropriate, misappropriated. So government cut him and put him in jail. Yes. He committed crime. Government money misappropriated. Stealing others' money, steal, that's a pap. Yes, definitely pap. But he did it for Krishna, for Ram, for Supreme Lord. So that didn't become pap. That didn't become pap. Apparently it is pap, but not become pap. Similarly, Arjuna is killing. Killing is pap. But he is killing for Krishna, for pleasure of Krishna. That didn't become pap. Arjuna didn't go to hell. Pleased Krishna. So government put him into jail. So he stayed in the jail all night. If Lord Ram wants me to be here, so I'll be here, very happy. He stayed in jail and chanted Ram Nam all night. If Ram wants me to be in the jail, very good. If he pleases Lord Ram, very good, I accept it. So many years he stayed, but always chanting Ram Nam all night. Ram, I have done for you, nothing for me. So, how it is pap? It is not pap. You understand? So at last Rama and Lakshman came. Yes. Our dear devotee is in the jail, we must release them. Came to the king. Hey, how much money that person have to pay? That person have to pay how much money? Why you have put him in the jail? Oh, he misappropriated government money. How much money? It's 10 lakhs. 10 lakhs rupees. All right, take this. Release him, then he'll come back, immediately released. So, understand? Is your das understand? So said the one, where is pap? What is pap really? Not to carry out the order. Will of Supreme Lord, that is pap. Yes. Manganusmarajudhyaca. Tasma sarvesu kalesu manganusmarajudhyaca. What said? No sense, no doubt. And then you come to me. Isn't it? Only think of me and fight. You come to me, you'll never go to hell. That number become pap. Killing is, when killing is pap and when killing is not pap. Killing for Krishna, not pap. Killing for yourself, pap. Yes? Understand? This is what we say. So-called dharma becomes pap, manganadritya. You may be cultivating some dharma, performing some dharma, but if you are disregarding Krishna, not for pleasure of Krishna, that turns into pap. Isn't it?
Tama is hard now. Then, Krishna, Arjuna, hard. Everything, all his doubts are clear. He put so many questions, and Krishna answered all his questions, doubts clear, isn't it? Then at last Krishna asked, you understand what I said? All your doubts clear? All your doubts clear? Then, yatha icchasi tatha kuru. Now you do whatever you like. You may fight or not fight. Isn't it? Because he has been given minute independence. Krishna doesn't want to interfere. Krishna doesn't want to interfere. All your doubts clear, you understand clearly what I said, Arjuna. Now, yatha icchasi tatha kuru. Whatever you want to do, like, you may fight or may not fight. So, what Arjuna says? What Arjuna says? Nastamoho smuti labdhva tat prasadat mayachyuta tita smingata sandeha kariseva janantava. Understand? Iswaradas, understand? Nastamoho smuti labdhva tat prasadat mayachyuta tita smingata sandeha kariseva janantava. O Achyuta, O infallible Lord, by your mercy. Isn't it? Nasta moho smuti labdha tat prasadat. Prasad means my mercy, Achyuta. By your mercy, all my delusions gone. No more moho. You are saying, my friend, my guru, my kids and kin, my gone. No delusion. Atta griha khetra sutata vite janasya mohayangamameti. I mind, this is moha, delusion. Everything factually belongs to Krishna, you are saying, mind. Nasta moha, my delusion gone. Smriti labdha, what I have forgotten, now I revived my remembrance. Yes. Hearing from you. Tatprasadam sthita svikata sandhya, all my doubts clear. No tinge of doubt. I'll do what you say, what is your will. That means now I'll fight. He understood. This is Krishna's will that I have to fight. Then he thought, this is our process. And all are following, carrying out the order, the will of Krishna. Brahma, Shiva, Indra, Chandra, Varuna, Maya, Vishnu, all are. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Mije Maya Baddha Jiva Asa Pase Phire. Tava iccha vina kichu korite na pare. Only he is wandering here, hither and thither here in this material world, just to fulfill his material desires. Yes, but he cannot do anything without your sanction, your will. Tumi tarakhyaka paloko amaro. O Vrajendra Kumar, O son of Nanda Maharaj, you are my protector, you are my maintainer. Tu is a rakshakar palakamar. Who maintains you? Ishwar Das. You understand it? Who maintains? Namdarsvarup, struggling hard, how to make nice arrangements, eating, sleeping, depending, mating, isn't it? Tumi ta rakhyabahar palakamah, tumar charana vinasanahya, O Vrajendra Kumar, O son of Nanda Maharaj, you are my maintainer, you are my protector. Yes. Maintainer, you are my protector. Nobody else. Yes.
তোমার চরণ বিনা আশা নাই, নো আদার ডিজায়ার, অনলি বাট ইউর লোটাস ফিট, হ্যাঁ ডিজায়ার ইউ হ্যাভ, from lips only, from lips only, in the heart so many desires, how to make nice arrangement of eating, sleeping, defending, more money, and money, 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 this, that, yeah, in the heart, lips said Krishna prema, Krishna knows the heart, Baba, you cannot cheat Krishna, Baba, you cannot cheat, Krishna says, I am supreme cheater. He is supreme in all respect. Dyutam chalayotam asmi, isn't it? Gita. Dyutam means cheating. Yeah, Dyutam chalayotam asmi. You want to cheat me? I am supreme cheater. You cannot cheat me. You cannot cheat him. Krishna knows the heart. Understand? Tomar charana vina asa nahi aar. Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, I have no other desire but your lotus feet, no other desire I have. Only I have to get your lotus feet. Yes, so beautiful lotus feet. Avayatrana arvinda. Nija bolo chesta pradi varo sachariya. তোমারই ছায়া আছি নির্ভর করিয়া, তোমারই ছায়া আছি নির্ভর করিয়া, আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ড, নিজ বড় চেষ্টা প্রতি ভরসা ছাড়িয়া, তোমার ইচ্ছায় আছি নির্ভর করিয়া, ছাড়িয়া, ইংলিশ রিড.
No longer confident of my own strength and endeavor, I depend solely upon your will.
So, Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, Nija bada chesta prati bharosa. I am no longer depending on my own strength. Oh, hand over. No longer. No more.